Test 1. Part 2. You'll hear a talk about an endangered species. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences.
The most endangered cat species is the Iberian lynx, sometimes called the Spanish lynx. Should this species die out, it would be the first feline extinction since the Smilodon, commonly known as the saber-toothed tiger, 10,000 years ago. Recent studies estimate the number of surviving Iberian lynx to be as few as 100, which is around 400 less than there were in 2000. What does an Iberian lynx look like? Their leopard-like spots particularly distinguish it from its cousin, the Eurasian lynx, and it is also smaller, with a head and body length between 85 and 110 centimetres. Males can weigh between 12.9 and 27 kilograms, which is about half the weight of the average Eurasian lynx. The lynx can live up to a period of 13 years. The Iberian lynx's size means that it typically hunts for animals no bigger than rabbits or hares. Rabbits would account for more than 70% of the lynx's food, but due to Spain's declining rabbit population, the lynx has been forced to attack larger mammals, such as young deer or roebuck. The Iberian lynx hunts alone and follows its prey even up to distances of 100 kilometres. Or it lies in wait for its prey for many hours. It uses the four sets of whiskers on its ears and chin to sense its victim. They are active at night. They stay active in winter, and their fur becomes thicker and paler. In extreme weather, they take shelter in caves or trees. The Iberian lynx was once widespread all over the peninsula, but is now restricted to very small areas, mainly mountainous areas covered with vegetation. Its drastic decline over recent decades is due to loss of habitat, reduction in prey, and high non-natural mortality from road kills, predator control and hunting, although it is under legal protection and it is no longer legal to hunt them. It was recently thought that the only breeding Iberian lynxes were in the Doñana National Park in Andalusia, southern Spain, but in 2007 a previously unknown population was discovered in Castilla-La Mancha in central Spain. In March 2005, for the first time, Iberian lynxes managed to breed in captivity. Three healthy cubs were born at a breeding centre in Doñana. In 2009, it was announced that three more cubs had been born in the same centre. Typically, a mother will give birth to three cubs after a gestation period of 60 days. Iberian lynx conservation is now underway through political campaigning and lobbying from individuals and organisations such as SOS Lynx. Important progress has been made in a number of ways. The foundation of the breeding programme in Andalusia, prevention of further construction in areas the Iberian lynx lives, and the halting of proposals for new roads in problematic areas, such as the new motorway that had been planned between Ciudad Real in La Mancha and Córdoba in Andalusia. Despite these successes, challenges and conflicting pressures remain. The World Wildlife Foundation has been urging Spanish authorities for over 2 years to close a road which crosses the Doñana National Park. As Callum Rankin of the WWF says, with such a small population, the accidental loss of just one individual on the road brings the species closer to the brink of extinction.
That's the end of part 2. Now turn to part 3.